when we discuss things in Krishna consciousness, one topic always leads to another because they're all related. How to know Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to love Krishna. So many aspects of Krishna consciousness, how to practice. But I'd like to start by discussing about the spiritual master and the disciple. And hope that you'll also ask questions. Because this is our relationship, most of you are my disciples. I'm your spiritual master. So, for us to discuss this is very personal and relevant and important. For myself, I first heard about what is a spiritual master from my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. He didn't generally say that he was a spiritual master, but he would describe the necessity to take initiation from a spiritual master. As he does through all his books, this very important part of our sampradaya, that Krishna is known through the spiritual master. Just as we see it in our day of worship and service, how we begin greeting the deities and singing the verses Guru Vashtakam. And Vishwanath Chakravarti is often quoted by Srila Prabhupada because this acharya said that one should consider the order of the spiritual master to be his life and soul. So it's a far cry from something like a family guru who gives one his diksha when he's 10 years old or something by some Hindu tradition and with whom one has no significant connection. Nor is it something like some of these Christians or others say that it's actually not needed, that one wants to go to God on his own. So it is very much central in our approach to Krishna consciousness, going back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada used to speak about it, and as I say, he wouldn't say that, he said we should surrender to a spiritual master, he wouldn't say to himself, but one reason was because he wanted us to not blindly accept, but to consider on our own and make the decision that yes, well, he is the bona fide spiritual master. Also, it was out of his humility, and also because the subject should be discussed not in a personal way, as if some person is canvassing for disciples, like a businessman canvasses for business, or a politician for votes. But a devotee, he speaks the parampara, he speaks according to guru, shastra, and sadhu. So, of course, if we would when we asked Srila Prabhupada or spoke in a personal way about this, then it came up that he had come actually to do that, to become our spiritual master, to give us initiation. I've described in the biography of planting the seed how in a clumsy way the disciples began to come forward and realize that actually what Prabhupada was offering them, not that he was just a lecturer for 3 nights a week, but that he was inviting them to become his disciples and take completely direction from him and take to the spiritual path. To live with him, to live in his order, under his order. So, then as disciples, as soon as we began to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, we also would preach this. Everyone will, who knows Bhagavad Gita, he will also preach this. Tadvidi Panipatena Pariparshneva Sevaya Upadakshanti Te Gyanam Gyaninas Tatpadashana. You have to approach the spiritual master. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshush Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Nama. So we would preach to others about this. But for us, what it meant was that the person we are preaching to, he should become the disciple of our spiritual master. He should become the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. In this way we preached that he is a self-realized, he is a bona fide spiritual master. This is the greatest credential of the Krishna consciousness movement that is led by a pure devotee. And so the practical thing can be consummated by anyone who's serious about spiritual life. You read the books, you chant with us, then you take initiation from our spiritual master. So very soon, like the other devotees, I was also preaching about the necessity of everyone to take a spiritual master. I never thought that I would be the spiritual master. But that philosophy of surrendering to a spiritual master, we learned. And we knew it, at least from the disciples' viewpoint, from realization, what it was to have a spiritual master, to advance by the mercy of the spiritual master, to follow his order, to develop a loving relationship, to approach Krishna in that way, to see the spiritual master as a representative of Krishna. So we never thought of it except in that way. But then with the unwanted event, the forced on us of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, and then his order that we continue this parampara by taking the responsibility, then we had to also preach the same philosophy and accept disciples. So actually, it's not a big jump from disciple to from being disciple to being guru. Rather, it's one of the basic requirements. What is a spiritual master's qualification? That he's coming in disciplic succession. What does that mean? That he has a guru, whose guru is in disciplic succession, back to Krishna. So he must be a bona fide disciple to be a bona fide guru. Therefore, it's not a great change, provided one is authorized to now make disciples. And that was definitely Srila Prabhupada's intention. That his disciples should, in the future, more and more, become spiritual masters, continue the parampara. So there are so many things the spiritual master wants to teach the disciples. Of course, they are there in Prabhupada's books, but he wants to personally instruct, he wants to personalize the instructions, just as Prabhupada personalized his book instructions, by letter instructions. Someone can misuse these books if he has some ulterior motive to try to screw out some different meaning. But when one knows the complete desire of the spiritual master from his books and from his personal directions and letters, and he cannot misuse them. So they're specified, they're personalized, we can say. So a spiritual master wants to make this kind of impression on his disciples. He wants them to be loyal disciples, to serve very, with the spiritual master being a very important part of their motivation, his order. But these feelings on the part of the spiritual master, they cannot be whimsical or independent. They have to be in the same way. As I said, the same way that Prabhupada preached about spiritual master without stressing himself, or the same way that we heard him and then preached to others without thinking that we would be spiritual master. It's done for Krishna, and it's done in an authorized way. So any specific desire the spiritual master has, yeah, it has to be expressed according to a guru, shastra, and sadhu. This is the basis on which we speak, and it's the basis on which you can inquire. You must inquire, and if you inquire in a whimsical way, still your question will receive an answer that is on the absolute platform for absolute understanding. And when we exchange like this in a personal way, then it becomes successful. To me, successful means that it's impressed on the mind and heart and the spiritual life of the disciple. And so the spiritual master can he can then keep the disciple in spiritual life. This is the first thing. Is to keep him from falling down, from breaking the rules and regulations, from going away from the society of devotees. That is done by the personal control of the spiritual master. Of course, these words are sometimes used to criticize. We also criticize bogus spiritual master, so-called guru, for how utterly they control the life of the disciple. But in the pure relationship that is also there, but without exploitation and without error. The disciple means one who is disciplined by a spiritual master. He doesn't know what is God, how to link up with God, how to serve God. The spiritual master knows, therefore he accepts him. So once he does that, then it is a relationship of inquiry and taking that order on the head. Carrying that order on the head. Once you accept a spiritual master, it cannot be relative, just like Krishna and Arjuna. First it was relative, then Arjuna decided he couldn't figure out what to do with his life, how to act in this difficult time. So he accepted Krishna. Then he inquired, Krishna, what to do? I am so troubled. And whatever Krishna said, Arjuna accepted. That is disciple. Until you can't accept a spiritual master like that, accept a person like that, then you should not accept a spiritual master. But according to the science of Krishna consciousness, unless you do accept a spiritual master in that way, you cannot go back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, a submissive disciple who's faithful, he'll never leave Krishna consciousness. Simply on the order of the guru, whether he likes it or not, he will do it. And that is discipline. And the spiritual master will guide him how to progress. So that eventually he begins to realize the teachings of the spiritual master more spontaneously. He wants to serve Krishna. So as it is very good for the bull to be controlled by the cowherd man, or the wife to be controlled by the husband, it is good that the disciple is controlled by the spiritual master, to lead him on the spiritual path. So these truths are just as much, they're just the same today as they were thousands of years ago or when Srila Prabhupada was present. It doesn't change. So we should seek out how to establish our relationship in this way. I could discuss different aspects now of how to make this relationship solid, or different ways to understand it. How it's eternal, how it improves, how it can improve. And that means it's reciprocal. Not only does a person improve, but we're talking about a relationship, so a relationship improves. And as the relationship improves, then he himself improves. But I would like to hear the things that you want to discuss that are and try to guide you. So there's some questions. Yes.
Sure, go ahead. How much can we see, how much should we try and see the desire of our spiritual master manifest through our sort of more immediate authorities when you're not present? Is it important to, or does it, can you kind of talk about that?
Yes. Yes, it's very important. Someone was saying, he said, as I understand it, our in Krishna consciousness movement, we don't have a relationship with the spiritual master in the traditional way in Vedic society that one would live with the guru, like with a school with him and always be with him. And he was saying it almost as if we have a lesser or institutionalized version, because the guru may have many disciples in different parts of the world. So we can acknowledge that it isn't like that, that a guru has only a few disciples and he lives with them. That was not the case with Srila Prabhupada either. But the reason is that our spiritual masters, they're part of a very broad program to benedict all humanity. And as they have this vision, the disciple does also. So he's involved in the disciples and the gurus. They're involved in very active preaching work, which we cannot say so much of a situation where one may be just staying in a village with his guru, especially when he's young in the gurukul. But this is a preaching mission. But actually, when the spiritual master has worldwide activities and disciples all over the world, that is a pride also of the disciple. I wrote about that, how we first disciples in New York, when we were the first temple and then Prabhupada went to San Francisco, we were regretful and almost to the point of feeling that Prabhupada should not do this, he should not leave us. But when we understood gradually that he had a big plan to save not only us, but so many others. So actually that doesn't diminish our relationship, but it increases it. The intimacy is not based on just a physical proximity or time spent, but the intensity, the appreciation, the awe, the reverence, the conviction that one will serve his guru, whatever. So that should be understood. Then, once we face this reality, how our spiritual master may not be our immediate authority, and why it is so, that he is preaching in different places, and we are also committed to spread Krishna consciousness in an area which is under the order of the spiritual master, and that we've come together by the transcendental system to carry this out. Within that context, then we should understand what it is to follow the order of the immediate superior and how it's... So the guru says, you please preach here and in our Krishna consciousness movement. Some senior devotee is taking immediate responsibility for that place, temple president. So how can you serve the guru except by rendering service to that person who is giving us the daily guidance and direction. That is service to our spiritual master. But it doesn't mean that we're serving in any kind of a way that brings about a conflict or a duality. Our spiritual master, by initiating us, giving us the holy name, he invokes the blessings of Krishna on us, and Krishna takes away our karma. For that we are eternally indebted to the spiritual master. Of course, a neophyte devotee can hardly understand what it means that he has karma, or that the karma has been relieved. But as we understand this, we are very grateful to have been brought out of this condition of heading for the karma of our sinful reactions. And in the beginning we can hardly understand how we serve Krishna through the guru. We make an offering, you say the prayer to the guru, and he gives it to Krishna. So these essential bases of connection with the guru, they go on, even though we're serving in a different place and serving under the representative. And the temple president, he encourages us to serve our guru also. So serving the guru doesn't mean you don't cooperate with the temple president, and serving the temple president doesn't mean you forget that you have a guru. Shouldn't be so hard. Is there more on that? Serving the representative? Yes.
Is Vakku association like this more or less to strengthen the Vani?
Yes. I was recently talking on the phone with Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who has been spending so much time in China, or in Hong Kong, where he preaches into China by book distribution. And he said he's set up in many ways the system of doing that book distribution. Now he said he wants to spend more time where 99% of his disciples are, which is in the southwest part of the United States, Texas. He was saying, I have to stay with these disciples. He said, they don't much know me or know who I am. I have to spend time with them so they'll get to know me so that they can be more realized in what it is, how they're serving their spiritual master. That's a specific example of what you're saying. If they don't really know what it is like to spend time with the spiritual master, to serve in his presence, then it will be difficult to be asked to do the vani. Although the vani is more important, and it may be the major portion of time is spent following in separation, yet it cannot be done without some attachment being based on personal knowledge and personal association, because we're persons. If the commander sends the troops out to fight, and they do so out of obedience to his order, if we consider serving in separation like that, that serving in separation is actually higher, still, unless there is personal faith, then how will one do that service? How will one feel separation if there's nothing to feel separated from? That's the basis of separation from Krishna. That the gopis, they don't need Krishna to be there because they so intensely think of him. But how is it that they've come to think of him? Because they were with him. And Krishna's association now forever lives in their memory. So I think what you said is basically right, that as persons we become assured of the existence of the spiritual master in our life, or we become mindful again to the degree we're forgetful. I remember a phenomena that when Prabhupada would come to a temple where we were, and sometimes Godbrothers would discuss this, different things we would feel. One thing we would feel is often we would tend to think that we were more or less doing Krishna consciousness all right. But then when he came, we would see that actually we were not very Krishna conscious at all. Somehow, by being with him, we would see that we had taken for granted our own so-called good standing. But then we saw that